Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thank you for joining us. The MSU Concert Band and Concert Orchestra perform tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Wharton Center. While the group, the former, consists of music majors, the latter is comprised of a more varied group. WKAR's Peter Wharf reports.
I kind of knew always that I was going to go into science. I'm a
physiology major. This year is the gauntlet of classes.
From doing math and physics for secondary education.
I'm working in a research lab here on campus.
Melissa Ungulke, Connor McCalman, Kelly Stilson, and Dan Croth are Michigan State University undergraduate students majoring in sciences and education. But I met with them last week at the MSU College of Music building. What usually brings these students together is a weekly class at MSU's Demonstration Hall. Melissa, Connor, Kelly, and Dan are members of the 80-strong MSU Concert Orchestra, the College of Music's ensemble of non-music majors who rehearse and perform regularly. The concert orchestra has been led for the last 2 years by Matthew Forte. Forte was charged by Kevin Noe, College of Music Director of Orchestras, to further develop and showcase the ensemble. Forte was eager to step onto the concert orchestra podium.
Concert orchestra, the other of the two orchestras besides symphony orchestra. This is an ensemble that caters to primarily non-music majors, although we do have a lot of underclassmen music majors as well. And I was just immediately taken with the idea. It's a rare opportunity at any school that graduate students have the chance to lead their own ensemble, and one with as compelling a story as this ensemble. It's kind of a melting pot for people, musicians from throughout our campus. To be the head of that kind of organization seemed to me an opportunity that I couldn't pass up. So that's what I've been doing here for the past 2 years.
I had the chance to spend some time with several of the musicians. Violinist Connor McCalman from Port Huron grew up playing a variety of styles from bluegrass and folk fiddle to orchestral classics. He's drawn to the escape offered by concert orchestra, an opportunity to get away from the grind of a demanding class schedule.
First, it's a way to relax, obviously. So, you know, I'm studying all day. I get a two-hour thing where a lot of people come together to make this cool sound that everyone's vibing at the same pace. We all know what's going on, and we're putting in work, but it's a lot of fun.
Flutist and secondary education major Kelly Still told me about applying orchestral performance practice to working with fellow students in other disciplines.
When we function in groups in other classes in schools, we often have roles like facilitator, resource manager, timekeeper. So to me, a timekeeper of a group is kind of like a percussionist in orchestra. And so they have to keep the group on track, keep things moving, and then, you know, maybe someone like the flutes, clarinets, upper winds might be a recorder, a reporter. They're reporting what the story that's actually happening is. And so there's a lot of analogies between roles you can use in group work in classes and group work in orchestra.
While escape speaks to Connor and organizational techniques resonate with Kelly, bassist Dan Croth is in tune with the nonverbal aspects of orchestral interplay. The musician, track team member, and biophysics major notes that musical collaboration requires communication.
But it doesn't require language. When you can play with someone who doesn't understand you speaking, and you can communicate fluently between the two of you, and you can collaborate to make something great. That's what's wonderful about music.
Dan and his colleagues will interpret a 20th century masterpiece in their upcoming performance. It's Gustav Holst's The Planets. The seven-movement work, approaching 1 hour in length, pushes the symphony orchestra to its limits, from the terrifying Attack of Mars to the mysterious Whisper of Neptune.
that's a great orchestral piece. It's very demanding on all parts of the orchestra, really, and it involves a very large orchestra. So it's a great chance to kind of get everyone together, and we really have to collaborate. There are so many small pieces in a piece like The Planets that have to fit together in order to achieve a desired effect. It's really difficult. You know, there are a lot of bright, flashy calls and responses between the violins and the upper strings, and then they're answered much lower later on with the double basses and the cellos and low brass. And everyone really has to be in harmony in order to execute that sort of thing.
Conductor Matthew Forte finds the concert orchestra experience to be one of the most rewarding in his current musical life. He points to concert orchestra as an answer to the question, is classical music dying? He doesn't think so. Forte loves the chance to meet and work with a campus-wide community and to be able to foster connections.
Artistic connections, personal connections, creative connections between people on this campus who wouldn't normally have those kinds of encounters. So we develop friendships between people who are music majors and, I don't know, biochemistry majors, people who wouldn't normally encounter themselves. These are people who are splitting atoms, designing more efficient automobiles, doing things I could only dream of doing. And despite the fact that they're incredibly busy, they still take 2 hours out of their week and play music. I think that's a really powerful thing.
Bassist Dan Croft told me his plans will continue to include the sciences, MSU track, and maybe even a professional orchestra audition. Whatever his road, music will be there.
I think music is a vital part in everyone's life, whether they know it or not. And for me, that's manifested itself in performance. You know, I like to play music, not just listen to it. It's something that keeps me intact, really. You know, as a double major and an athlete, I think I kind of cover mind, body, and soul. And those parts are all very vital to me, like you said. So playing in the concert orchestra here gives me an opportunity to continue with my orchestral, you know, soul part of that experience.
The MSU Concert Orchestra, along with the concert band, performs Thursday night at 7:30 at the Wharton Center. For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.